he's doing now is not really called a good zrika for the basar, since that basar has a psul yotzei, it went outside already. So then lemafka midei mila and echnami, such as zrika cannot take off the yisrael mila from the basar. Maybe that's Reb Lezer's svara. Avo, but in the sefer by kochim kalam, there's the opposite. There we say the zrika has to put the yisrael mila on it. Avo liasulu de mila, but if you want by kochim kalam the zrika to go and put mila onto the carbon, onto the Emurim, Moedim Rabbi Kiva, maybe there Rabbi Lezer would agree to Rabbi Kiva, the Afilu Shleki Tekunai, Mais Lidei Mila. Maybe even though the Zrika, which does not really help 100% for the Emurim, because it has the Psul Yetzai, and maybe even the Zrika is not so kosher, still would help to put the Yisra Mila on it. There's a difference. To take off the Yisra Mila doesn't help, but maybe to put on the Yisra, it's easier. So therefore, I have to see Rabbi Lezer argues in both places. Is so let's just have the first, the second machlek, as the Gemara says no. V'yit megabi kachim, I would just hear the second machlek by kachim kalim. Habamina, I would have thought to say over there, gabi kachim kalim, who do yom Rabbi Kiva? Only over there does Rabbi Kiva say, moelum vendes nistamila. Why? Because the afilus rika, shaloi kitikunai, maislu de milam. Rabbi Kiva also sort of just the opposite. That by kochim kalim there after the zrika, that's what puts the yisra mila on the emurim. So even though here the emurim has a psul yotzei, still the zrika helps. Maybe zrika in the sausage kosher zrika would help to put the yisra on it. Ah, but in the resha by kochim kalim over there, you want the zrika to help on the basa to take off the yisra mila. The lafuke who maybe should like it to kunoi, loy mafkum adi mila, maybe the zrika was not done 100% kosher, maybe it will not take off the yisra mila, maybe. So I would not know that the Kiva argues in the ratio. If I would have just had the machlekes in the sefer, I would have thought the only argue in the sefer, not in the ratio. So Kamashmul, that's the chiddush, yes, that they argue both places, both in the ratio and the sefer, the same machlekes. According to Rabbi Kiva, the zrika, even though there's a psul yotzei, it's like a good zrika, and it could take on mila, take off mila. And according to Rabbi Lezer, it's just the opposite. A zrika that's done on a psul yotzei, it's not like a zrika at all, so it can't take off mila, and it can't put on mila. So that's why the Mishnah says that in both cases they argue. I think more Itma went like this, Itma. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, that Rabbi Yechanan says like this, Ki Omer Rabbi Kiva, zrika mielus li yotzei. When does Rabbi Kiva say in our Mishnah that even though there's a psul yotzei on the basa, the zrika still helps for it? That's only shiyotze miksasa. Only half of the basa went outside the Beis HaMikdash. But part of it is still inside. And therefore, like Rashi says, since it's the migu that the zrika helps on the part of the basa that's inside, he could help on the part that went outside also. Ava yotzei kula, but in the case that all the meat of the carbon went outside the Beis HaMikdash, loy, Lamar Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva would not say, then Rabbi Kiva would not say that the zrika helps for psul yotzei. That's what Rabbi Yechanan says. Omer Rabasi, Rabbi Yechanan, so Rabasi is about Rabbi Yechanan. Kvalim duni chaveri shabagola, my chaveri mgola taught us like this, that what is not a locha? There's locha of mechashven al ho'ovod v'yahu asorif, that you'll have to have machshav on something that's lost and something that's burnt. Rashi says like this, shenisufu emurim, let's say the emurim of the korban, the fat, were already burnt up. V'chisha b'zrika, yu mechashven al v'shan zrika, the korban, almanas laktir v'chuslazman, and not to burn at the wrong time. Still have your pigle, still chal pigle. Shereichu min abos, whoever eats from the bosa now. Oy shim nimtzas, if you find the emurim, oichlam chayev koros. That is this, machashman, you can have a machshava, I love it, even though the emurim was lost. And you had a machshava now, b'shaz rika, to burn the emurim tomorrow, still it's chal the psul. And no, it didn't be ala sorif, whether it was burnt or whether it's sorif, it's chal the psul pigle. The question is, I've ovid, the sorif was lost or was burnt, lo yistim no boilam, not here anymore. Avila rochik toni, machashman, so we see the machshava helps. So who you see goes according to Rabbi Kiva here. So see, machshav helps even though there's no basar at all. So how could you say it only helps if there's some basar around? Here at Samashma, all the meat was lost, all of it was burnt. So Rabbi says, no. For the morning, Miyam Ravasi, Yachas, true, Ravasi said like this, I've a boy, Miyam Ravasi, Miyam Ravasi, Miyam Ravasi, Yachas, for question from Rabbi Yechanan, that chishav le nishpochin, le mochamau, if you have a machshav, like to make a zrika tomorrow, and the dam was ready nishpach, Rashi says, Nishpochim Shiri Adam, Shoshefich Lisodim Zbech, Time when you're spilling the shram, you have a mind to eat from the bosa tomorrow. Then lemocher, mal is that called a machshav or not? And this amulei Reb Ziri chvashonis lonu that olu you toss for the glach of olu. That what alma hay olu kibun left by machshav. There's nothing. There's no meat left over there. Is like kibul tuma. So I'm in the shpachum nami kibun the ibrozlo machshav lemahanelu. Yeah. Olu tony olu masal kasha.
Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue with the start this blast over again on the next tape.